Justin, we learn in the Business Journal this week, in an article by Katie Arcieri, that a major textile manufacturer is making a huge investment in a Burlington facility. What's the news there?
Well, it's Glenraven. This is a company that's been around for a long time, and yeah, it is a big investment. It's $10 million, and they're going to be converting an existing facility, about 130,000 square feet there in Burlington, into one of the highest tech yarn manufacturing facilities in North America. Spending a lot of money right across the street from their world headquarters there in Burlington, and the Business Journal is breaking this news this week.
A textile manufacturer in the United States expanding a facility is really bucking a current trend, isn't it?
You know, it really is. You know, and just to give you a little bit of history, Steve, you know, over the last 25 years, most of the textiles in the world and a lot of the fabric in the world was really made in the Triad with companies like Cone Mills and Guilford Mills and Burlington Industries. Glenraven has been around since 1880. Those other companies that I just named have gone away. Glenraven is still around. This is a company that is privately held, which is very important. Mm-hmm. It's owned by the same family that founded it back in 1880. That's Alan Gantz, the CEO. His grandfather founded the company. He's still in charge. They've always been into innovation. They've always been on the cutting edge of what's happening, so much so that they got into synthetic fabrics and synthetic yarns like rayon and nylon and polyester 50, 60 years ago. They were making parachutes for the U.S. military in World War II.
So they've always had a handle on emerging technologies. And I thought it was interesting in doing a little bit of reading about this company that their introduction of the Sunbrella fabric about 50 years ago made a product they were already making obsolete.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Sunbrella is something that they pioneered again in 1961. It really made obsolete this thing called duck cotton, which was a real heavy cotton fabric that was used in awnings. This is a synthetic yarn that goes into right now awnings, convertible tops of automobiles, patio furniture for outdoor stuff, and also sailcloth for sailboats and things like that. This is the factory that they're updating, and this is the product that they're going to be making there in Burlington, this Sunbrella. And they're going to be making this high-tech, high-performance yarn there and then shipping it to their plant in South Carolina to be made into the products that they sell.
Okay, now what's involved in the conversion of this facility? What's going to make this different?
Well, you know, almost all the money that's being spent is in equipment. It's equipment that's coming from manufacturing equipment that's coming from Italy. It's going to be installed in the coming year. And it really makes this company very competitive and very fast. Now, they've got a couple hundred people working in this plant and working around this plant. It's only going to add about 30 jobs to do this $10 million investment. But it's high tech and it's fast. One of the things that it's going to allow Glenraven to do is make small batches of product very quickly. It's going to enable them to change colors of product very quickly. Usually changing dyes and changing colors in yarn making will take 3 days to do. This new machinery will allow them to change colors in just one shift. So it's a really, really powerful innovation that they plan to take advantage of.
So what are they thinking in Alamance County now? Is this I imagine they're ecstatic in Alamance County about this expansion.
Yeah, they're thrilled in Alamance County. You know, the company just spent $10 million renovating and upgrading its headquarters facility. So here's another $10 million on top of that to upgrade its manufacturing facility. All that accrues to the bottom line and the tax base, both the county and the state. But really what this is doing is taking advantage of what a handful of textile manufacturers have been able to do to survive in the United States, shortening the supply chain, getting fast orders turned around quickly. Now, Glenraven still makes stuff in China. They make stuff in France, but those are larger orders that can take a longer time to fill. Any domestic products, those are going to be made locally and going to be shipped out the next day.
Justin, before we close, it looks like we're going to have to go back to last week's report just a little bit and make a correction. What's that about?
You know, last week we talked about the mega sites that were being eyed in Randolph County, and there's one in existence in Chatham County, and I misspoke about the Chatham County site in saying that it did not have access to a rail line. In fact, it does. The Norfolk Southern Rail Line is sort of adjacent to that property that is just west of Siler City. But again, it really remains a secondary site for the Triad because it's a fair distance from the population center and the airport. And that's why the locals really are hoping to get a mega site in Randolph County.
Okay, so we've made that right now, and I'm glad. Okay, thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Steve.